Right. Let's talk about real faith. Not the kind that you see or hear people talk about. Not the Sunday morning smile kind. I mean real faith. The kind that can bleed instead of believe. Raw and holy. I'm your host, William, and today we're sitting down with the reality most people either avoid or misunderstand. I'm recording this podcast on the fly, so there'll be lots of echo and background noise, but hear me out. We're talking about fragile faith. Or rather, the idea that faith is somehow supposed to be flawless, tough, and untouchable. Let me say it now as clearly as I can. Your faith is not just fragile because you feel weak. If you've ever questioned your strength, if you've ever looked at yourself and thought, maybe I'm not spiritual enough, not strong enough, well, this episode is for you. And we'll be tapping into both scripture and the stories we carry. Because faith doesn't exist in theory. It exists in tension between who God is and how life feels, between what He said and what we see. So, let's anchor in. Well, faith isn't performance, it's position. Too many people think faith strength, that if you have faith, you will never doubt, you'll never cry, you will never ask, why me? But that's not what scripture shows us. Let's look at some of the most powerful people in the Bible. Peter, for example, he walked on water, and then he sank. Abraham waited 25 years for one child. David was anointed king and then ran for his life for years before he finally became king. None of them had clean, perfect, uninterrupted journeys, but all of them were called faithful. Faith isn't about appearing strong. It's about where you stand when things go wrong. Faith is saying, I still choose to trust, even when my bank account is empty and I have nothing to live on. When you can't live from payday to payday on your current check. When your investments don't seem to pay off. It's saying I still choose to trust even when the relationship is strained, whether with family or friends. You know? It's saying, I still choose to trust even when prayer hasn't been answered. And you have made several of those. And you have prayed almost with your head down and your feet up. All flat on your stomach. You see, faith is about position. It's where you plant your hope. Jesus said, even if it is as a grain of mustard seed. But as long as you direct that faith to God, it'll move mountains. It's not how loudly you say it. Think of the woman with the issue of blood in Luke chapter 8. She didn't even say a word. She just thought of it in her heart. And she reached out quietly, desperately, even with trembling hands. She might have even denied. You know, because Jesus, you know, he knew there was a big throng on him. There was everybody coming around. But he noticed that virtue had left him. So he asked, "Who touched?" Jesus turned around. You know, your whisper counts. Your reaching out counts. Your crawl of faith counts. And so the next time you feel overwhelmed with the situation, whisper a prayer. Reach out even if your energy is low. Crawl in faith. You'll be surprised at the results. Faith is in the process. It's not in pieces. Let me talk to the person listening today who feels like they are a mess. You feel like you keep falling or failing. You feel like you keep slipping back into patterns you promised you'd grow out of. You've been praying, not hearing anything at all. With some bit of like Paul, and he prayed for God to heal him of condition, and God didn't even budge. He just said, "My strength is made perfect in your weakness." You've been faithful when nothing seems to be working. Let me say this clearly. You are not in pieces. You are in process. God is not ashamed of your becoming. He is not rushing your transformation. He is not keeping score the way you think he is. Jesus never looked at Thomas, your old doubter, and said, "You're up, man." He came close, showed his scars, said, "Touch and believe." He didn't write him off even when he expected that he would have believed without seeing. And that's what God is saying to you today. "I'm not afraid of your doubts. Come closer." Your confusion doesn't cancel your connection. Your questions don't disqualify your quiet faith. Just know, you are not behind, but you are becoming something. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to verse 5 says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." King James Version. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, it produces character. And once you have the right character, you have hope. It doesn't skip any steps, it's a process. Let that encourage you. Even this delay, this struggle, this silence, it's all part of the divine formation. If you're walking with a limp, you are walking still. There's this moment in Genesis where Jacob wrestles with God all night. And at the end of it, he's blessed, but he's also limping. Why? Because the angel touched a ligament on his waist or pelvic area. He walked away marked, changed. He was before the battle, he was Jacob. At the end of the fight, he was Israel. Some of you are walking through life like that, with a limp. You don't shout the loudest in church anymore. You're quieter, softer, slower, but you are engraved deeper. Faith doesn't always look like fire. Sometimes it looks like ashes still burning. It looks like breathing when you want to give up. It looks like hope, trembling but alive. God never asked you to impress him. He just asked you to trust him. If you are still walking, even with a limp, you are still winning. So let others sprint, let others shout. You just keep walking. Because in God's kingdom, the faithful finish, not just the flashy. So Isaiah 42 and verse 3 says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. You're not disqualified. You're exactly the kind of person God uses. So here's what I want you to whisper to your own soul today. That even in weakness, I'm not walking alone. Faith doesn't guarantee ease. It guarantees God, and he never drops what he carries. Let that settle into your heart, into your bones, into your breath. You are not disqualified. You are not fake. You are not falling or failing. You are faithful. You are anchored. So, while it's been a long podcast, I'm really grateful that you've stood out up to this point. You have held on. If this episode spoke to your soul, share it with someone else. You never know who's walking with you quietly beside you. I am William, and this was Anchor. Till next time, keep walking, even if it's slow. Your faith is enough.